T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dan McNeil, Danny Parkins.
Here we go!
Afternoons on the Score.
Spiegs doing play-by-play for the Cubs and Mariners on the first of the month, just a couple of weeks away. I want to hear the verb laced. I've already stuffed the suggestion box.
It's a nice call.
With that for you, stay away from anything that might lead one to believe you're a fan of Chip Carey.
High drive, base hit!
Curious about that home run call, and I don't know, you know, you said you'll think about it. I hope you do more than think about it.
Yeah.
I hope you do it in the shower, home run call, that is.
Thank you. Thank you for that wish.
I can picture you all in the shower, soaping up.
This texter says, Speaks home run call, going, Cod.
What a shot! Tributes potentially to guys you admired.
Brockmeyer. Do a little, that is Gondola.
Of fictional baseball broadcasters, Harry Doyle is far and away my favorite. Bob Uecker's character.
I don't know how this guy keeps his mind on baseball with all the paternity suits and all.
I always think of that moment in Naked Gun, the panel, they're introducing all the broadcasters.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kurt Gowdy, along with Jim Palmer, Tim McCarver, Dick Vitale, Mel Allen, Dick Emberg, and Dr. Joyce Brothers. Inviting you to join us for this all-important ballgame.
Yo! Saddle up, lock and load.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Welcome in. It is McNeil and Parkins. Spiegel is in for Parkins, and I am not likely to see you after you take off for the United Center until I see you in Arizona, so... Do yourself a favor and do not get caught without having a prepared home run call. Because you know, as sure as God made little green apples, first inning, if you haven't thought about it and you haven't practiced it, somebody's going to jack one into that Arizona thin air and you're going to say, oh my goodness, I didn't think about what I want to say.
There it is. He jacked one into that Arizona thin air.
Swung on belted. None of that.
I get a fine if I go swung on belted or in any way reference Chip Carey.
Yeah, and I'm also an advocate, although I didn't get much company on this, for if you use trousers, because it's sponsored. You're going to have to describe what the uniforms look like for both the Cubs and the Mariners.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Pat Hughes bit. That's a sponsored bit. Pay tribute with his patter. But leave trousers for Pat.
There's going to be a moment. I know it's going to come late. It may come early where I say, Ron Coomer, they're playing baseball. Your thoughts. I give him the your thoughts mechanic. Ron, say something. I am out of stuff. I don't know what else to say. Yeah.
You'll never run out of anything.
How could you?
It just absolutely is not possible.
It's baseball. Endless conversational roads to go down. And here's
That's
the
right.
thing. Does anybody really care about the outcome of that game or any given
no.
at bat or
no.
situation in
no.
that game?
No. So just relax and enjoy it.
You used to talk about the Pro Bowl as a talk show for the NFL.
Yes, yes.
That really, when you're doing play-by-play of the Pro Bowl, it's like, what an annoyance. They're actually having a play in front of me. How dare they? I think that's going to be... You know, a little bit of the feeling of a spring training game.
I'm looking forward to hearing it, and then we've got four shows. Spiegel, Parkins, and I will be together for four shows, the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th, off on Friday the 5th. Because the Cubs are playing that day, and we're carrying the game right here on the Score.
So, look, if this is our last chance to be together until then, we need to have a show meeting here. Or I guess we could have one on Sunday night when I'll be a part of four in a row with a three-man booth. It's something that you've discussed, that you've done. You have lived that life long ago. I have never been part of a three-man radio show. It's a different patter, a different rhythm, a different, do we
pace.
Have to do, a,
yeah.
yes, a different pace. We have to do like a rotation of whoever's driving. I'll drive this segment, you drive that segment. Let's map it out very specifically.
I don't know. I'll leave it up to Captain Wizard Boy. Let him make those decisions. I pretty much deferred to him on all driving issues, sometimes to my peril.
Captain Wizard Boy.
I don't know how that came out.
Now I'm picturing him with two hats.
He's Captain Wizard Boy.
What he is, he's wearing like a flight captain's hat, right? An airline pilot captain hat. But underneath it is a wizard hat. A little one from when he was a boy. He's Captain Wizard Boy.
I'm glad I will be able to get the game on the radio, though, because I'm out of town. When as soon as I land at Sky Harbor, the game's going to be starting that Sunday afternoon, so I'll be able to find you because I will not be within the listing distance at 670 The Score.
Yeah, no, but we'll find a way. We'll find a way to put you down. What's the audio equivalent of what they did to Malcolm McDowell's eyes in Clockwork Orange? Gonna make you listen to me doing a game.
Yeah, I don't know. Tanny speaks Clockwork Orange.
Oh,
what would
God.
That be? Where they where you have to listen to it?
Yeah, they held the eyelids open and made him watch pornography.
I guess they just headphone clamps. You know,
just put a straitjacket on you so you can't cover your ears.
Yeah, lockable headphones and put a straitjacket on you. You'll listen all right. I was cured, all right.
Do you know what I learned about Malcolm McDowell recently? You maybe knew this.
Let me guess.
Okay.
One ball. What?
No.
I was hoping we could add the list.
That's John Kruk again. You're always confusing Malcolm McDowell with John Kruk.
And Tony Parrish, former Bears safety Tony Parrish. Very common misconception.
It's always a big mover at a slow moment at family get-togethers on the holidays.
What's that, the list of one ball guys?
Sherry's nephew, Ryan, there was a little bit of a lull last summer. I think it might have been like a year ago, Easter or whatever it was. I said, hey, Ryan, you know Adolf Hitler had only one testicle?
Always good conversation.
Yeah, he's a teenage kid. Are you kidding me? He was all over that.
Schwarzenegger? Or was that a myth?
No.
People just want to believe that?
Malcolm McDowell was married for 10 years.
To? Let me guess. Ethel Merman.
No.
Sorry.
I'm going to go less on you. No. Only 160 more. 60
nope.
million women more. She's an actress. She's
Malcolm
still
McDowell.
Working.
Malcolm McDowell married.
She's famous. You're getting warm though. She's known for being married to somebody else, another actor.
Elizabeth Taylor. No, she's dead.
Nope.
Elizabeth Taylor.
Annette Bening, married to Warren Beatty.
No.
Nope.
Mary Steenburgen.
What?
Yes.
Malcolm
Alexander
McDowell?
DeLarge, yes, the little bit of the old in out with Brendan's mom from Step Brothers.
Oh, wow.
They were married between 1980 and 1990.
My goodness.
And then she
I'm loving this, and so I see now what I've never seen before. I'm cured. Praise God.
That's a great catch for Malcolm McDowell.
That's amazing. That's quite a life for Mary Steenburgen. Let's talk about it. She's married to Malcolm McDowell for a while, married to Ted Danson for a long time now here. I just read about her. She's a songwriter now. She wrote a big batch of songs for, I believe, for a movie. Like, she wrote these, like, country songs for a movie, and the songs are getting used. I think there's an album that somebody's recording of all her songs. She's doing that now in her dotage. That's a remarkable life.
Yeah, and I don't think she's had a lot of work done on her face. She has retained natural beauty. She is, forget saying for her age. You don't have to say
beautiful,
that. She is just a beautiful woman.
Yes, yes. Man, I knew there was a reason to come to work today. I didn't know it was to learn that Malcolm McDowell and Mary Steen. Are you sure he wasn't married to Ethel Merman? Can we go back on that?
Naughty, 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 Mary.
You know who Ethel Merman was married to? Do you know that she was married to Ernest Borgnine for like 6 months?
I didn't know that.
Ethel Merman and Ernest Borgnine married, and this is my favorite fact about that marriage, because I have so many of them. No, but that they divorced because he was disgusting, and she wrote it into the divorce that she was so disgusted by many things that he did, including the Dutch oven. That was one thing that Ernest Borgnine repeatedly
did.
Why
did she walk down the aisle with the cat? It was the first time they slept in the same bed?
Maybe. Maybe she didn't know. Was he
saving that for the wedding night?
Now that we're married, honey, let me go ahead and inflict the Dutch oven upon you, Ethel.
Oh, man.
I just like the image of Ernest Borgnine giving Ethel Merman the Dutch oven. That does wonders for me.
I thought maybe she split on him after she saw that awful made-for-TV movie when Borgnine played Packers legendary head coach Vince Lombardi. Because that's grounds for divorce right there.
Which was...
That was awful. Just awful.
What was he Lombardi? Which movie was
It was a
made-for-TV
movie. I don't even know if you could find it anywhere. I don't know if it ever graduated to like a...
I'd like to now.
A VHS. It was made in the early 70s, shortly after Lombardi died.
Who was Rocky Blyer?
Young Robert Urich.
Legend in Granite? Is that...
Legend in Granite is the name of the Borgnine movie where
that's
he plays Lombardi.
1973 sound right?
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, he died shortly before that, I believe.
Now you're making me want to put together the all TV movie NFL team.
Oh, no, let's not.
Come on, Billy D. Williams, starting at running back.
I love Brian Piccolo.
Right, get Billy D. in there. And Robert Urich as his fullback, Rocky Blyer.
Yeah, Fighting Back was the name of the book that movie was based on. I can't remember what the name of the Urich movie that I read. The book just makes me feel bad about me. People in high school are reading important pieces of work.
And McNeil.
I'm reading the Rocky Blyer
McNeil,
story.
What are your thoughts on To Kill a Mockingbird? I'm sorry, teacher.
That's an American hero.
I didn't
You're
have
fine
time.
With reading that.
I say he's innocent. Let him go. Tom Robinson is a good man.
Oh, nice job. Well
good
done.
Good news, Legend of Granite. You can find it in 4 parts on YouTube.
Oh, God.
I know what I'll be doing on the train ride.
Oh, goodness. Really? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. Speaks.
You
are a music man, and you have worked at FM radio stations, WXRT among them.
I have indeed. The Friday overnight shift, midnight to 6 a.m., was my purview for about 3 years there on WXRT.
And I'm not so sure. Well, I worked a little while just doing sports, never having a musical bent at XRT, having that at another radio station not too long ago, and working at an AM-FM combo a couple of times where I was at least around FM culture, which is very different from AM culture in a lot of different ways. One of the ways is the FM crowd, and I'm generalizing here, there might be some exceptions to the rule, but mm-hmm. the FM crowd is decidedly more sensitive to upsetting its audience. If somebody were to send an email to a program director at the FM station where music usually is the format and it's negative about something one of the disc jockeys or sports personalities, talk show host, whatever hybrid show you've got, chances are excellent you're going to wind up getting that email forwarded to you. Hey, Mary and Melrose didn't like something you said about that Peter Frampton record yesterday. No, really? Okay, good for...
So you're not allowed to badmouth
you,
anything.
You are not allowed to badmouth.
Well, sure, because you're selling.
Right.
You always be selling.
But I think that is, you know, I think that's hideous. I think you should... I'm not saying do it regularly, but if you feel compelled to, you know, make a comment off the cuff from time to time, there's no harm, no foul. I know people are very sensitive when it comes to music, just as they are with sports. It's like you're taking on a family member if you take down Bob Seger, and you should. But I heard something last week on Sirius XM, which wasn't here forever, so I assume the disc jockey on 27 Deep Tracks, Jim Ladd, has an FM life. He is one of the greatest voices on Sirius XM presenting music.
That's a legend, Jim Ladd. Seriously. Absolutely. A writer, a
None
producer.
None surprised to hear that because he's incredibly, he's got a lot of depth with music, and mm-hmm. I really enjoy listening to those who experience more than I did. But I heard him do two things in the same breath I have never heard on the radio before on an FM station. One you can't. He dropped the F-bomb, but he dropped the F-bomb on Sirius XM, the music channel, criticizing the music, criticizing a cover the Hollies did of a Bob Dylan song. And there was another song that played after it, and I thought it was a weird cover of the song as well. I'm okay with the Hollies. Jim Ladd comes back and he backsells and he says, "How do you F up that song?" Well, the Hollies found a way.
Oh, my God. That's
what
hilarious.
What were they thinking? How do you take that song and do that?
I'm Jim Ladd.
I apologize that all of you had to be exposed to that.
Wow.
I think I was high-fiving him in my vehicle. I'm like, yeah, that's okay. I can take it. Is anybody out there that passionate about the Hollies covering a Bob Dylan song where you couldn't make that comment?
Probably not.
I would hope not.
Yeah, that's probably okay.
I had to do in my short run, 16, 17 months at the drive, it was my chore to do Milestones in Rock at the top of the 7 o'clock hour. And it just, unfortunately, it didn't fall on a weekend when Steve Perry, the lead vocalist from Journey, was having a birthday. So that was the Milestone in Rock for that day. And I wrote it straight. It was probably about a 45 second bio. And then you close it before you go to the Journey song when you say, there's Milestone in Rock on 97.1. And I said, some call him the voice of a generation. I am not among those. Happy birthday to Steve. Yeah, don't do that again. Don't do that again.
Oh, you chastised, really?
Don't criticize the music.
You dare editorialize.
You say something negative about Seeger again? Yeah, I did. I told you to knock it off. Next time. You'll be out of here for a week.
Do you suppose that's why you keep gravitating back to sports radio, Dan McNeil, despite the FM dreams? Because there's only so much positivity one can spew about the music and the rock and roll here. If desired, if needed, and if truthful, the blade can be given to just about anything.
Oh, negativity rules here, yeah. And with the audience, too. The audience is much different in the terms of the feedback. Way more positive vibes, babe, sent back at the people who work at FM stations from those who consume them.
Mm-hmm. It's a more supportive community.
Yes.
Yeah, that's conceivable. But Jim Ladd is the subject, by the way, of The Last DJ, the Tom Petty record. Remember the Tom Petty record, The Last DJ?
Mm-hmm.
It's about Jim Ladd, unless that's him feeding his own bio and building himself up, which is entirely possible.
I love him. I've been meaning to correspond with him electronically to give him a knuckle punch from afar to let him know how much I enjoyed that. How do you F up that song? Well, the Hollies found a way. And I'm okay with the Hollies, he goes on. They did a few things, but what was that?
Mm.
I apologize for all of you who had to listen to that.
Highly recommend. Are you a rock autobiography guy? There's been so many good ones.
You know that.
The Graham Nash book. Graham Nash, a member of the Hollies. Graham Nash.
There's a good Spiegel.
Also, Gary Harris wrote a book of the Denver Nuggets. And Paris Harrelson, he also wrote a book.
As did Marvin Harrison.
Mad Caps. No, the Graham Nash book is outstanding.
I'm about five rock bios backed up right now. So
Springsteen. I am in the middle of the audiobook version of Springsteen. By in the middle, I should say, I'm slowly churning through it as I have over the last 5 weeks or so.
Is it Chicago sportscasters that narrate that for you?
Right, it could be. I know. Not just in Chicago, but like nationally, the love. But it is a phenomenal book. It's like it is great.
You're not an enormous Springsteen fan either, are you?
I've grown through the years. I have grown bigger and more respectful. But there's a moment, Mac, he's 22 years old and he's thinking, all right, I got a chance here. I got a chance. I have people who say they're going to listen to my songs. I'm a decent singer. I'm an all right guitar player. I could be a special songwriter. I'm going to try and do that. That's what's going to make me interesting. And he sits down and writes Greetings from Asbury Park. He decides at 22, he's going to figure out what makes him most unique, what's most interesting, and decides with that level of maturity. By the way, had never had a sip of alcohol to that point in his life.
Really?
Uh-huh. And had been like a blues guitar psychedelic legend of the East Coast, which I didn't even realize was a thing. But he sat down and wrote all those songs and said, all right, this might make me interesting. And
he was right.
He played one song, Saint in the City, for John Hammond at Columbia Records, and played one song for him. And he said, you got to be on Columbia Records, kid. And that was that at age 22. Having the maturity and the skill at 22 to decide what might make you creatively interesting.
I know.
Come on.
Right?
My God, I have wasted my life.
Well, no, you haven't.
No, you know that feeling that you have sometimes when you realize, oh, yeah, these people really had it all together, speaking and they were more talented.
Speaking of wasting lives and accomplished things at a very young age,
yes, sir,
and Spiegel missteps along the way, we're expected to be joined by Jack O'Callaghan tomorrow as well.
Oh, boy. I talked with him, with Rosie, last Saturday. I chose not to identify myself as the jackass who asked him if his life had peaked. I decided not to identify.
That's an interesting book. Is an anniversary tomorrow, I do believe.
40th anniversary.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think
so.
I think,
how accurate was Miracle? Was what? Miracle, the movie we were just talking about.
Jack O'Callaghan.
What did Miracle encapsulate best, and in what ways did it miss, Jack?
Oh, you mean the movie?
Yes, sir.
Well,
Jekyll Lofton.
You mean the movie? We were just talking about the movie.
He was good Saturday. He's and he was there last night. He dropped the puck last night.
He is
for the Blackhawks and the Rangers.
Salt of the earth dude from just out the outskirts of Boston, an Olympic hockey hero, a tough stay-at-home defenseman for the Blackhawks, and a guy who is always out at the rink, as hockey players like to say. They never say they're going to the United Center. See you at the rink, Dano.
Well, that's pretty cool. You can talk to him tomorrow. I won't be here.
All hockey all day, it sounds like.
Ask him.
Let's get Darren Pang on, too.
Sorry.
Ask him how he feels about his life having peaked when he was 18. This segment is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. It is The Score. It's McNeil and Parkins. I'm Speaks in for Parkins on paternity leave. Let me tell you about Uncle Mick when we come back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
On The Score.
Station. Come on, let's go.
Silvio, old man for Dante.
At a funeral.
Detective Philemon Francis, Essex County Sheriff's Department. You're under arrest for violation Title 2C, Chapter 37, Section 2 of the New Jersey Penal Code, promoting gambling.
Every Super Bowl has a few popcorn headlines. Here, go ahead. Last year I made bail so fast, my soup was still warm when I got home.
All right, come on, keep moving.
See, that ties it all together. Once there was a little Steven, a little Steven right there. We get from a sprawling rock and roll conversation to professional gambling via The Sopranos. Well done, Chris Tannehill. This story broke a couple hours ago there, Dan McNeil.
It did.
10 defendants charged with illegally conducting multi-million dollar sports gambling business here in Chicago. Vincent Del Judas Giudice. Chris, do you speak... mobster Del Giudice.
So
Giudice. I knew it was you.
Right. They just call him Fredo to keep it simple.
Vincent of Judas. No, Del Giudice. Known as Uncle Mick.
Mob.
Directed an operation that accepted wagers from as many as 1,000 gamblers. According to a 9-count indictment in U.S. District Court. He paid a service fee to a foreign sports book to use its platform, recruited gamblers to place wagers on a website, wait for it, UncleMickSports.com.
.com. Dot.
Come on! He sometimes communicated with representatives of the sports book via an anonymous end-to-end encrypted messaging application to ensure that their communications remained secret. I've got to assume, Dan McNeil, that because of legalized gambling coming to this very state of ours, the crackdown has begun on rings like this. They had a cop involved.
You know,
usually you have a cop involved to cover your ass on this stuff.
Right. And
right?
Casey Urlacher is a part of this, too. Brian's little brother, little scrappy-doo Casey Urlacher, is part of this. His alleged role in this thing is to recruit potential wagerers. That's what he was there for.
Age 40 of Libertyville, Casey Urlacher. Hello. Also, Matthew Knight, also known as Sweaters and McDougal. Of course.
See,
all these guys.
You think there probably will be more of this coming with legalized gambling. I actually hadn't thought about that much. I think you probably are right, but my initial thought was that as the stigma of gambling is diminished, so will be law enforcement on all forms of it, but that might not be the right way to look at it.
Yeah, I think, and we can ask Joe O, our gambling consigliere.
He's our Uncle Mick.
Yeah. He's our own Uncle Mick. He has UncleMickJoeSports.com as his site. Yeah, but I would assume they're going to crack down on the elite and keep the money going where they want it to go. So
Del Judas.
Del Giudice. I don't know.
That's Italian for the traitor.
So how perfect. Law enforcement search of Del Judas's residence in Orland Park is more than $1.06 million in cash. Silver bars and jewelry valued at $347,000. Silver bars.
Oh, guys are pawning their silver and their jewelry.
And gold coins valued at $90,600. What does that even look like? Gold coins for 92 grand,
yeah,
Alex.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the movie The Italian Job with Donald Sutherland and Mark Wahlberg. It's an awful movie, but there's gold bars in there, Charlie.
Silver bars. Silver bars sitting around worth $350,000.
Hi, we're talking with Vincent. And Vincent is not his real name. We're protecting the innocent. I'm not really sure. But anyway, Vincent, what is your profession?
I'm a betting engineer.
That's witness protection for David Schuster.
Wow.
He's got a holoizer.
Wow.
I think that's what they call it, right? A holoizer?
I thought it was James Big Cat Williams.
You're right.
You're right.
That's David Schuster in a very compelling interview that he did with voice affected software to disguise Vincent.
Do you remember Big Cat's commercial for the Big Ladies clothing store?
No, I do not.
It was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yes, Big Cat selling big girls' clothes.
You're right.
If you like your woman full figured, I can't remember the name of the store.
You're right.
He was hustling a store that catered to bigger girls.
Uh-huh.
Just with his voice, it was so awesome.
I bet it was. How weird is it that
up to size 32 dress?
How weird is it that Schuster's phony name betting engineer was named Vincent, and here we are talking about Vincent. Should have tried a little harder with the fake name there, Shu.
You're a bookie, okay, or what'd you call it again, a betting engineer? I love that. Will the sports books have the ability to offer fair lines with a 15% tax rate?
No.
You're wrong.
Nope.
You're wrong.
No.
And then he blocked David Schuster on an end around. I believe it was. Was it a jet sweep?
Yeah, he said, "David Schuster, go away." We
good job, David. Now go away.
If Casey Urlacher, if all Big Brother did for him was give him his endorsement money for the hair restoration company, he's still. Have you been on the tri-state near the airport in recent days?
You can't avoid the billboard.
Jeez, it's like
it's been that way for a while.
You feel like Brian has been commuting with you.
Yeah, he's the Geico of local billboards. Essentially,
there has to be. I'm not kidding. From north of Ogden, going north of Ogden up to Tri-State, past the airport, there have to be at least a dozen Brian Urlacher. Is it Restore 54? Is that the name of the... It used to be. Now it might just be Restore.
I think it's Restore, yeah.
Just Restore now. Uh-huh. They've taken his jersey number off of it. But yeah, he's everywhere.
Yeah, he is.
Just give that money to Casey and he doesn't have to hang out with Del Judas.
Well, I believe it's translated as of Judas. But Casey, I think Casey's got troubles here. Casey has one of these 10 guys with the 9 indictments and the 350 grand in silver bars.
He's going to get himself an ankle bracelet, maybe.
Before we take a break, Mac, I want you to listen to this, okay? This is audio just tweeted out by the Marquee Sports Network of a brand new show. I don't believe that there's been any word about this show. We've been wondering what they might do for show content, for network content over right there. They've got something called Cubs 162, so reality TV of sorts involving the Cubs. This is the kind of access they've been touting that they will have. And even when Tom Ricketts was booed, he said, "You're not going to be booing soon," right? And you'll recognize the voice.
Believe me, you won't be booing about that in a year.
Maybe after watching this for the baseball season, you won't be booing. That is obviously the hope. This is the promotional video, and I think you'll recognize the voice of the man involved right away from Marquee.
As manager, David Ross will be the bridge between the players and the baseball operations department, where Ross previously served as a special assistant.
Nervous? I'm just kidding. Good to see you. Yeah.
Although he's a familiar face in the front office, during the hiring process, Ross never felt that becoming the Cubs manager was a guarantee.
Everybody was like, what was the interview process? Everybody. What interview process? Like, what? It's like, I told Theo, it was like when he left me, he shook my hand. I was like, man, thank you so much for, you know, your time and taking it really seriously. So I'm like, okay, like, I didn't get it. Like, no biggie. Like, you know, and then I'm walking down, I'm like, you know, like kind of disappointed. And then he called and he was like, hey, I want you to know that, you know, I think you'll be a great manager one day and like that. And I'm like, dang it. You know, like that. And in my head, I hadn't heard a word he said. It's just like, I'm already talking about, in my mind, like, thanks for the opportunity. Like, I really grew from this. And, you know, and then he told me, he was like, and, you know, you're our guy. And I'm like, what? Yeah, it was like, cool. So I was fired up, man.
The last time fans saw David Ross in a Cubs jersey, he was being carried off the field as a World Series champion.
As a catcher, David Ross was the ball.
Exactly. David Ross had a voice that would make a Wolverine purr. Suit so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
That's right. Wow.
Bill Curtis joining a group over at Marquee.
They dusted off Bill Curtis for Marquee.
That's outstanding.
How about that?
Wow.
Yeah, that's good. That's a big name.
Yeah. It's program. I mean, that's
a couple of years ago.
That's what you want, I think, right?
Yes.
In terms of big voice humans.
Yeah. Let's go. What was that dorky music going on, though? That was distracting. Oh. That was a terrible. It was like a romper room music bed. That was awful.
Ding, 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 ding.
What would Jim Ladd do to that?
Jim Ladd would be upset, as he was with the Hollies, and how dare they cover Bob Dylan that way. Well, there you go.
Okay, so
content
has
been established.
Marquee putting Bill Curtis to work.
Yes, sir.
Fantastic Pictures from the Igloo in Pittsburgh, where Mario Lemieux and the Penguins have taken a 2-0 lead over the Blackhawks.
Can Walter Jacobson be far behind?
You had, exactly.
He's licensed commercials.
Is he?
Oh, yeah. Getting his ears fixed.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
We had the Hawks and the Penguins in the 92 final.
The Hawks?
Yep. And
the Penguins?
Bill Curtis actually said that. Fantastic Pictures from the Igloo in Pittsburgh, where Mario Lemieux. Mario Lemieux. All right, he's a news guy. He's the balls, right? You don't have to be a sports guy. Somebody probably should have suggested to him, it's Lemieux.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, over on ABC7, Jim Rose was calling Rick Tocchet of the Penguins Rick Toche. He was giving him a French name.
Yeah. That's unfortunate.
I love it. I love it.
Speaking of illegal gambling, right?
Yeah.
With Rick Tocchet?
Yes.
Yes. See how it all ties together? Shep giving me the quizzical dog sideways look there.
I am unfamiliar with
Rick Tocchet. He's been involved with some gambling things. Google it. Yeah, Roenick, I think, mentioned it to us. It might have been off the air because Roenick's buddies with Rick Toche when he was in here last. We haven't had Roenick on since his little hiccup either.
Yeah, he pled guilty to running a sports gambling ring in 2007 in Mount Holly,
Gretzky's
New Jersey.
Wife, was she in that?
I think that was the connect. Yes, I think that's what it was.
Yep, Jamie Jones.
And Casey Urlacher. All of them together. Can only imagine. Casey was 11, but that's where he learned to do it.
Of course, it had the police officer involved. The New Jersey State Trooper also involved in this
that's
case.
That's what I'm saying. There's always
it's
a cop.
The same.
Back to Springsteen again.
There's always a cop involved just to keep the ass covered. Not anymore. It doesn't work anymore. Everybody's going down. We'll talk to Joe O and transition this puppy next on 670
The
Score.
I literally just told you I'm on after.
We'll talk to Nick Shepkowski and transition this puppy on 670 The Score.
Station.
Antonio Brown, Josh Gordon on the same receiving corps.
I believe Don Hudson was the receiving corpse in question.
Yeah.
Or Lance Allworth, is he alive?
You guys see the Antonio Brown video yesterday?
No.
Almost made himself a corpse.
What did he do?
Was bench pressing. I don't know what the machine was that was next to him. Stood up after bench pressing, got knocked in the head and knocked the hell out.
Really?
Yes. It was troublesome to watch.
Do we believe
he goes straight down?
He was given the opportunity to say, yes, I do have preliminary CTE. I have been concussed. That hit by Vontaze Burfict perhaps did scramble me a little bit, and that would explain my erratic behavior. And he did not take that chance. He denied it full on and poo-pooed it all away.
I know. Arbitration's going to be heard in a couple of months. He's trying to get money out of the Oakland Raiders, to whom he said, let me go. And then he sues him down
the
road.
He's posting celebrated. The videos of Gruden and everything else that he did.
Yeah, he posted the video. Remember, like, he ran, like, into the yard, jumping up and down, having seen the news on Twitter that he was free. He's free.
And one day later, the Patriots sign him. And 4 days after that, he's got battery charges, sexual assault charges. He just, you know, not good.
Well, and then he's attacking, what was it, the movers or whatever it was in his Florida home, was going after them, and then there's a warrant for his arrest. Things not going well for Antonio Brown.
No, but they are going well for Nick Shepkowski, because he has stepped across the great divide between the Boyquarium.
The great divide.
And here in studio.
I've never heard. I like
it
that.
It gets crowded about this time.
It really does.
Because
over
you start there? You start to transition from just me and Tanny being in there. You get the evening crew coming in. It gets a little bit crowded there.
Right. Well, you guys are happy to have some fresh voices in your ears. You get a break from each other. You get a break from us, usually around transition
I think most shows
time.
Probably think that way. I don't know. I don't want to speak for Tanny, but I don't think that's always what we're thinking. I'll let him kind of comment on that if he'd like.
No? Tanny, your thoughts?
Believe it or not, Shep and I are not in here gabbing all day. I mean, who would want to talk to someone for 5 hours? Mm.
You're not doing a 680? 680 is not taking place?
Not usually, no.
Dudes, okay. We both know what it's like to be on your side. We both have been there. I did not produce shows that ran as long as 4 hours, but I produced 3-hour shows.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lifetime.
I wasn't so much talking about that part.
The walls
as much as
begin
just
to kind of close in on you. After
it's
a
really
while.
A special relationship, like to you know, being with a guy in a room so close together for so long consecutively.
Hey, you had some garlic last night, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know what each other had for dinner based on not the smell of your breath.
So why did she say that to you?
Right.
I can't believe you
exactly.
guys are you guys
yeah.
doing all right,
so,
sure.
Yeah. Shep and I are good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you spend 4 hours straight with someone, every detail of their lives.
Do you guys believe that you function better as a team if you are more social together, if you hang out? The same question I asked Mac about sports teams earlier today.
I
am endlessly fascinated by this topic because I think it's yes,
think
and
it
you
hurts.
Can't prove it.
Well, I don't think it hurts whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. The show does nice pretty little, well. Show does pretty well, and we don't hang out ever outside the show, so I think we're all right.
Yeah, but beforehand you do. You don't have to hang out outside the show necessarily, but you're friendly beforehand. You know,
Tanny scared the hell out of me in the Pedway today.
I did, yeah.
So intentionally?
Shep was wandering around Barbara's bookstore down there in Macy's, and you know, sidled up next to him. He thought I was going to be a guy that was going to walk like right on top of him.
Ready to shove him, give him the old forearm to the back. Tanny.
Was it intentional? Did you scare the hell out of him intentionally?
Yes,
oh, good.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. My wife and I do that constantly. All the time around the house. Just try to like sneak up on each other, wait while somebody enters the room, and just absolutely scare the bejesus out
don't
of each
do
other.
Don't do that.
Oh, no, it's healthy. Don't do it to you.
Don't do it to her.
Oh, no, she loves it.
Oh,
she loves it.
I almost got in a fight with a college roommate over
oh,
there.
Oh, really?
I'm going to have a heart attack.
Yeah. She absolutely loves it. And she loves doing that to me as
a
well.
College roommate's going to have a grabber at 20.
I thought they scared the hell out of me. I yelled at him. Yeah. Speaking for only me, because I'm the one talking, I would like more of it after hours, but it's just a tough putt right now with young chillins at home for three of the four guys.
How about it now? Owen, I hope you're doing well. I think he has been texting a little bit with Park Park, enjoying the week. I've had a great time these last 3 days,
Matt. I have loved having you here, buddy, and so have our listeners. This radio station crackles when you're on it talking baseball.
Yeah, Speaks, whatever Mac just said, I'm happy to see you go because I get those tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. You're in tomorrow. I know. Sorry to stand in your way. Thank you to everybody who's been on the show the last 3 days, including, I don't know, there were other people.
We had Lavelle Neal from the Minneapolis Star and Tribune with us today. Chris Ranji from St. Louis Cardinals Radio.
2 o'clock hour. You remember the...
part of the mix.
Who we spoke to in the 2 o'clock hour?
I do. That would be Mark Lazarus from The Athletic.
I'm trying to throw Speak some form of lifeline.
I can't find any of the live reads I need.
Joe Ostrowski coming up next. I don't know what way.
And tomorrow on the show, I'm going to try to get Bobby Hull on the anniversary of his 500th career goal 50 years ago tomorrow. We'll get Jack O'Callaghan, the former Hawks defenseman, to talk about the 40-year anniversary.
Is Tanny coming?
Tanny, are you coming tomorrow? Because I know how much you love the scrapbook, especially when it's a hockey scrapbook.
Yeah, I'm definitely getting the case of the Zawaskis back here the day before.
Set it up.
But yeah, we're going to try to get some maybe a Sox guest tomorrow, maybe a player or a writer. Yeah,
that'll be good.
Talk about Sox.
That'll be good 4 minutes. Bottom of the hour.
They have hockey thoughts. They have Bears thoughts.
Bottom of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Football. Coach Fitz and Northwestern football return to Wrigley Field on November 7th as they host Wisconsin. Go to Wisconsin. Guarantee a ticket to this matchup with the purchase of season tickets. Buy now at nusports.com. Thanks, Tanny. Thanks, Shep. Thanks, Mac.
Thank you. Enjoy the Bulls game or those things that happen during it.
I will. Later. In fact, now.
We're Lampshades.
Well, we didn't do much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.